We'd like to thank our patrons, Jordan Tharp, David Orion, Terry Jensen, Dee, and Christian, for their support in making this series possible.
Hello, Wild Space! Good morning, afternoon, and night to all you lazy old natural borns.
And joyous freedom to all you industrial clones out there making your way in the cool nothingness of space.
I'm Baz Goodrich.
And I'm Charles Pritchard, welcoming you
to Wild Tales! This is the only subspace broadcast where you can get the latest and greatest stories from around the galaxy.
Whether they be Alliance or Collective, fact or fiction, they are sure to thrill and delight.
But what have we got in store for our dear listeners this week, Charles?
Oh, well, let me tell you. This one is being dug deep out of the ancient collective archives for your listening pleasure.
Oh, yes, it has. We all think we know the story of how clones are made, but do you really? Haven't you always wondered just how the proverbial sausage is made?
Find out in The Alternates, submitted by Stepan Chernyshev.
Ooh, I just can't wait.
Enjoy!
Olivia Platten, head engineer on Project Exchange. After a series of incidents at remote sites, as a result of which the representatives of certain strains were seriously injured or destroyed, Command has instructed us to develop a solution that allows some abilities of one clone strain to be activated in another before full replacements arrive. Our first goal is to transplant the basic skills and knowledge of one strain's genome into another. We'll begin with Nora's and Baz's. It is assumed that the secondary skill will be awakened using a specially designed serum, which will stimulate certain areas of the brain and temporarily unlock the relevant knowledge. At the moment, it's difficult to predict the possible negative consequences, but if the experiment is successful, we can consider modifying all of the current strains.
State your clone strain name.
Nora.
How are you feeling?
I've got a headache, a bad one.
And any other symptoms?
I feel dizzy. The more I try to focus, the worse it gets.
Interesting. But I have to ask you to concentrate for a little while longer. What's your strain's specialty?
We can effectively manage small teams, execute orders, get things done.
Excellent. Do you have any other specialist skills?
I know basic tactics and...
And what?
Please, can we stop? I feel really sick.
Nora, concentrate. What other abilities do you have?
I'm not sure. I think I can program reasoning units and... Please, it hurts.
How do you program a reasoning unit, Nora?
I don't know, it's hazy.
Concentrate.
You have to...
I've spoken with some other subjects, and these results are consistent across the entire test group. Common symptoms were nosebleeds, nausea, and complete loss of orientation. Apparently, due to the increased amount of information, they are having difficulty with its assimilation. There is some hope, however, as all strains showed at least a base level of retention. The problem lies in mitigating the side effects. It was decided to increase the duration of induction and begin expanding our remit to more strains. This will allow us to test their resilience. The failed batch was liquidated due to their inability to maintain a stable state. State your clone strain name.
William.
How are you feeling, William? Have you experienced any headaches or dizziness since we injected you?
No, Mom. I'm feeling A-okay. I mean, I'm a little nervous. It's my first cycle, so yeah. But no. I'm all right otherwise.
Good. That's good. So, tell me, what's your strain's specialty?
Well, William's at a beating heart of ground combat. Foot soldiers with a brawn behind the collective brain. I'm good with weapons, I have hand-to-hand combat skills, and as you can see, I'm physically bigger and more sturdy than the other clones.
Yes, I see. Are you able to take command of a group?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I suppose you must have me confused with a Nora unit.
No, I mean hypothetically. Let's assume that your squad was left without officers. Do you think you'd be able to temporarily lead a group?
I mean, I'll do my best, ma'am, but in such a situation, it would be reasonable to choose a Diana or even an Olivia to be temporary leader. Not a William, not me.
We were never able to fully solve this one. The results varied drastically. Some units saw no tangible difference from their control group counterparts, and others had a short burst of recall, which was quickly accompanied by the same negative side effects. I can conclude that the refinement of existing strains is an impossibility. However, Project Exchange has been debriefed about developing a new clone strain, one with a wide range of general skills from all existing strains. Of course, this new unit will not become a universal solution, but in urgent circumstances take on some of the functions of other units. It was at this point that Command became very interested in our work, and we were fortunate enough to have a natural born named join our team in a leadership position. A new strain is a much more attractive prospect than simple genetic modification. Charles has showed the best ability to retain secondary knowledge, so it was decided that their genome would be the basis for this new strain. On the other hand, we noticed female strains withstood the negative side effects easier, so it was decided to change the sex of the strain to female. There were several problems to overcome. Fortunately, the natural-born was well-versed in the process of strain creation and could guide the team through the process. Our work was finally rewarded when we were presented with a new strain. It was decided to name the new strain using the same first letter as the strain whose genome they were based on. The name Cordelia was chosen. The following is an excerpt of the first ever interview with this new strain.
State your clone strain name.
You know my name.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a Cordelia.
Next time, watch your tongue. I am your rank superior, don't forget that.
Why does it matter? You're an Olivia, yes? I have all your abilities and more.
I'm not just an Olivia. My name is Olivia Platten. Your skills are basic. You can never reach my skill level. You are designed to be limited.
Can you handle a blaster? No, I can. Can you reprogram an attack drone? No, I can. You're the one who's limited.
Don't be under any illusions. You will only be what the Collective sees fit. Same as the rest of us.
We'll see.
What an ending!
I'll say, racing the hairs on the back of my neck straight up. How interesting to learn about the origins of our versatile Cornelias.
Who knew that they were based on the Charles strain? You never have known. Cordelias are nowhere near as thick.
Easy there, cold for brains.
Thank you for tuning in.
Be sure to keep safe out there in the void.
Until next week. This is Wild Outpost 1, signing off.
Goodbye!
Thank you for listening to Wild Tales. You can support the show by heading over to patreon.com/orphansaudio for more Orphans content. And you can head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for links to transcripts, merch, and our Discord. The Alternates was written by Stepan Chernyshev and directed by Zachary Fortes-Gom. Olivia was Laura Gerling. Nora was Amy Kemba. William was Declan Galpin. And Cordelia was Beth Eyre. Wild Tales Radio was performed by Alex Bird as Baz Goodrich and Felix Trench as Charles Pritchett, with original music by James Barbarossa.
The Fable and Folly Network.
It's Baz Gilroy. I'm meant to start today. Hello?
Hello. I am Geometrically Fabricated and Functional Reasoning Unit, but you can call me Jeffrey.
Hello.
This is the first Jeffrey 4.0 to be used. We'll be keeping a close eye on its development.
Of course.
This is great. You can feel.
I can feel.
Jeffrey, what did you do?
This is your fault.
I didn't know that they were smuggling it out. I didn't...
Shut up. He's going to deactivate you and then kill me. Stop pretending.
I'm not pretending.
Yes, you are. You do nothing but pretend.
The Orphans Facility. Search The Orphans in your podcatcher of choice.